how's it going? It's the Light Spring Weekend Music Show, number 76. I'm Steve Webb, your host. Had a couple of false starts here in the studio this morning with the technology, but we're rolling now. So enjoy the music. This is Michael Burks with Heartless.
The doctor, he done told me I wouldn't last too long. If my heart was stolen, but I think I proved him wrong. Heartless, he said it can't be true. But I haven't felt my heartbeat since I first laid eyes on you. I still wake up every morning, do the things I got to do. Acting like I'm happy, I know that just ain't true. Heartless, anything I could do. Cause the heart I've been missing won't keep me from missing you.
Some good music to start the show off with, isn't it? Yes, sir. But I'll tell you what, we are not heartless around here. We are nothing but heart. Well, that's not quite true. We're not nothing but heart, but we got lots of heart around here. I got a brand new song to play for you right now. It was just released last night by Carmen Tyler. See what you think. This is called Forbidden Love.
Thank you. nights will pass without a word from him. Broken down from this, the perfect sin. This love was tainted from within. Forbidden love, it steals.
Brand new stuff. I got an email from Carmen last night. Said, hey, Steve, take a listen to this. It's just a demo mix, but take a listen. It's up at the PMN. Which, by the way, please support Carmen. Go over to the PodSafe Music Network. Of course, I'll have links on the show notes page. But you can buy that song for just 99 cents, and you can have it. That would be a good thing to do. So support Carmen Tyler and all the artists. I'll have links to all the music, of course, on the show notes page at lifespringmedia.com. I tell you what, we need to hear from a sponsor.
With your Domino's pizza, eat the box because it tastes the same.
Okay, I confess, they're not really a sponsor.
There used to be a time when I would blame somebody else for everything that happened to me.
Happened to me, yeah.
Nothing ever changed until I turned and asked myself, I said, self,
self,
what's wrong with me?
What's your deal?
I can't help it.
Oh, no.
I can't fight it.
Can't fight it.
Don't wanna hide it.
Keep hiding.
Problem seems to be me.
I remember what the good book says. Really live, you got to be dead.
So I asked for help, got to self, and I got the victory. Yeah.
Come on, everybody,
yeah.
We're just getting started.
Hey.
Rocking the party, cause we got the victory.
Got the victory.
Come on, everybody,
ooh.
We're dancing the glory. Rocking the party,
rocking the party,
got the victory.
Knew it all, always teaching somebody else. Like the perfect one was me, myself, and I. When it fell apart, I was standing all by myself, and I found the question why.
Question why
I can't help it.
Oh, no.
I can't fight it.
Can't fight it.
Don't wanna hide
it.
How it seems to be me.
Remember what the good book says. You got to be dead.
So I asked for help,
Lord,
got to self, and I got the victory. Yeah.
Come on, everybody.
Come on, come on.
Just get started.
Just get started.
Rocking the party.
Rocking the party.
We got the victory.
We got the victory.
Hey. We're dancing the glory.
Dancing the glory.
Rocking the party.
Rocking the party. Process of learning where God is the answer.
And love is the key.
Oh,
prize is waiting
for
you and for me.
Cross the finish line.
Got the
Got some Jimmy Bratcher for you here. I know it doesn't sound like Jimmy, does it?
You found me when I was at my worst. You loved me and gave me mercy undeserved. No greater love, redeeming love, taking away all of my shame. Your grace is enough. Your grace sufficient for my need, everything in much or less. Your grace withstood the test, all I deserved, you took for me.
From one of Jimmy's older albums called, what was it called? Golly, I can't remember right now. It's the one where he's got a blue hot rod on the cover. I believe that's off the Something Better CD. Really good music and unusual based on what he's gotten popular doing lately. And by the way, I've started a brand new show over at Lifespring Media called At the Altar, and it's a prayer show. The Lifespring family, as you probably know, is worldwide, and I thought how cool it would be if we would bring our prayer requests together in one place, and we could agree together, we could pray together on an almost daily basis. And being worldwide, and being that this is a time-shifted medium, we could conceivably be lifting these prayers up to God around the clock, and I thought that this would be something really cool to just share with each other. And so if you are a person of prayer, I would encourage you that if you have prayer requests, to email them to me at steve.lifespring@gmail.com or phone them in at our toll-free comment line at 877-433-9091 or even go over to the show notes page at lifespringmedia.com and click on the At the Altar icon and enter your prayer request as a comment on one of the entries. and I'll get that, and we'll put that into the mix. And every day, or as I said, almost every day, we bring these prayer requests to God. And it's the show's only about a 5 or 10 minute show, so it's bite size. You can listen to it on your drive to work or in your personal devotional time. But it's just something that I thought would be a really cool thing to add to the LifeSpring Media Mix and to help bring the LifeSpring family together as a community.
Galupi Baldessare, though I never knew your name, it's thanks to Mr. Browning you are with us just the same. Thanks to Mr. Browning blowing on the flame. Well, here you come with your old music, and here's all the good it brings. You say they live like this in Venice, when the merchants were the kings. And though I never left old Boston, still you showed me everything. Well, did the young folks take their pleasure? Was the ocean warm in May? Did the party start at midnight? Did they roll until midday? And did the ladies bloom like bellflowers every time you'd start to play? Well, I bet that they all loved you. Bet they stood around and cheered, saying, that's what I call music. Good for joy and good for tears. And now let's stop all of this talking. Oh, let it fill our ears with the minor third so bitter. Six chord like a sigh. Suspension. Asking, must we die? Must we die? Must we die? And the seventh says, well, fellas, life might not last, but we can try. So were you happy? I was happy. You're still happy, yes, and you. Then more kisses. Why do we stop them when a million seems so few? Well, there's something in that music. Lord, it must be answered to. Up and took them where they'll never see the sun. Oh, but you ghostly cricket, singing where the house is burned, dust and ashes, dead and done with. Venice spent with Venice earned. But what's left behind, I wonder, when the kissing has adjourned. Dust and ashes, so you tell me, and I cannot say you're wrong. Still those dear dead dancing ladies with their hair so soft and long stir a little in their slumber every time we play your song. 'Cause the minor third's still bitter. Six chord makes a sigh. A suspension solution. Asking, must we die? Must we also die? And the seventh still says, well, life might not last, but we can try.
Kim Delmhorst. This last week, I was reorganizing my iTunes music, and so I made a category for pod-safe music, and then I broke down that genre, you know, pod-safe jazz, pod-safe this, pod-safe that. When I got all done, I found out that I had 760 pod-safe songs on my main machine, and I thought, wow, I had no idea. So all the music that you're hearing today, you've heard before if you've been listening to the Weekend Music Show from the very beginning. But I just decided, you know what, I'm just going to make up a show of the stuff that I've downloaded and I've liked before. And so that's what you're getting today. Of course, that's not quite true. The Carmen Tyler cut was brand spanking new, but all the rest of the stuff is stuff you've heard before, but stuff that I really, really like.
Well, that's Necco Wafers, the candy that nobody likes.
There you go. And I have one more cut to play for you. This is Brian Regan.
Why would a dog bark at 3 o'clock in the morning in your neighborhood? What is that all about? I'm not talking about when there's two dogs doing, you know, whatever they do. Sometimes you got two going at it, you know. Hey! Do you remember when we were chasing that cat? Yeah. You got him mixed up with a stick. Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking about that. That was fun. Yeah.
I'm not talking about that. That's not what I'm talking about at all. I'm talking about when there's one dog, you know, doing a monologue like at 3 o'clock in the morning. What are they doing? I think they just go out on the porch at that hour and just go, hey, it's nice and quiet. Why don't I bark it up for no reason whatsoever? Home, 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 home. And then right when you think they're done, home, 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 the hell's the matter with you?
I'm a dog. Barking.
How do you argue with them? Wouldn't it be weird if people were like that for no reason? Like if some guy went out on his porch at 3 in the morning, nobody knows him. It's like new to the neighborhood, just goes out there, you know, hey! 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 Hey, you all right, man? Hey, hey, hey! Well, hey, that's it for me. Thank you all very much, folks.
Hey, you have a good week, will you? Check out the other shows at lifespringmedia.com. Enjoy your weekend. Oh, no, really, it's okay. We'll see you next week. God bless you. This is Steve Webb.
LifeSpring Media, bringing you quality Christian and family entertainment since 2004. Brought to you in part by InTouchProductions.com.